The Paul W. Smith Show at 6. The Pre-W. Smith Show now. 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Everyone knows about the impact global warming is having on our lives these days, and really affecting everything in our lives. And now it seems that even our beloved sport of baseball could in fact be affected by global warming as well. Really? Yes, indeed. And here to tell us about how it is being impacted is Science News reporter Darren Incorvia. Darren, could global warming really be impacting baseball? Your report indicates that it is, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. We're absolutely seeing climate change affect a lot of things that we maybe wouldn't expect right off the bat. And now that includes baseball.
Unbelievable. And how has it affected baseball?
Well, it turns out that increased air temperatures caused by global warming and climate change has actually led to an increase in the number of home runs that batters are hitting.
And that happens because why? When it's warmer outside, the ball itself, due to physics involved here, tends to go further in warmer temperatures than in cooler ones?
That's exactly right. Some fundamental physics is at play here, where in warmer air temperatures, the air density is lower, which reduces the resistance on the ball as it's flying through the air. So a ball hit at the same angle and same speed in a warmer day will travel further than it would if it was hit in a colder day.
Okay, got it. And so speaking practically as it relates to the game of baseball, give us some support for this from, I understand, 58 more home runs each MLB season from 2010 to 2019.
That's right. That's the average number of extra home runs we're seeing between 2010 and 2019 because of this effect, which is a small effect compared to other things that have also led to the increase in home runs recently, but it is a statistically significant effect that we're seeing.
And so how do they know that they can tie the difference in home runs to the fact that it has to do with the temperature? It could have to do with so many other variables. How do they know it's this?
Well, this is where the kind of obsession with statistics in baseball really pays off, because there are so many different numbers and statistics collected for the sport of baseball that we often think of as being put to use for, you know, strategy, right? If you've seen the movie Moneyball or read the book Moneyball. But in this case, researchers were able to use all of that data combined with some climate data and some climate modeling to determine the effect between temperature and home runs. So they looked at over 100,000 baseball games going back to the 1960s and looked at over 220,000 individual batted balls using the system of high-speed cameras that is in each stadium. And so they're able to gather incredibly fine detail on the sport of baseball on each individual game, and that's how they were able to tell that there's an effect. So it's really a unique thing about baseball.
Yeah, because the numbers, the data is there for people to dive into. And when you refer to they did this and they did that, is that Christopher Callahan of Dartmouth College?
That is absolutely correct. Christopher Callahan and the rest of the team at Dartmouth led this research.
Okay, and I guess one of the good things here is that, you know, this is the kind of change that affects everyone, presumably, equally and evenly, right? I mean, it's not like it's favoring one team or the other, is it?
No, it's not favoring one team or the other. As part of this big analysis that Christopher Callahan and his fellow researchers did, you know, they were able to control for the team and the stadium, and across all of that, you see this effect of more home runs and higher temperatures. One thing that did actually limit the effect is if the game was played in a stadium with a dome while the dome was covering the stadium.
That's interesting.
So you are able to mitigate this effect if you put a dome over the stadium.
And it tracked fewer home runs, presumably, in the domed stadium than those outdoors, because you're not having the increase in temperature.
Yes, essentially, if it's a hotter day, you'll see this effect of that temperature on home runs in an open stadium, but you wouldn't see that effect in a dome stadium. Yeah, because it controls the climate a little more within the game.
But maybe in the early spring or late fall, you might be able to actually underscore the study by showing that inside the stadium, where it's relatively warmer than it might be in certain cases outside, you could probably see more home runs inside.
Yeah, you know, that very well could be. I think that relationship between air temperature and home runs would hold up going the opposite way. Yeah,
exactly. And that probably helps to absolutely make the case. Well, baseball is such a game of numbers, and it's fun to track. Mm-hmm. And as I say, the interesting thing about this is it doesn't favor one team or the other. It's not like it's a thing about home teams or away teams and so on. Although, you know, there are places where there are warmer climates versus cooler climates, even in the heat of the season, that still is the case. And so I would imagine there's a difference there. Hitters must love it. Pitchers must hate it. All right.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Darren, what about other changes we can be thinking about as we look forward to the game of baseball?
Well, we've already seen several new rule changes that have happened in the game of baseball, but researchers are projecting even more changes to come because of the other effects that come with climate change beyond warmer temperatures. We know that climate change can impact weather events like snow and storms, even wildfires and flooding. And across the season of baseball, you know, all those things can come into play. And so researchers are saying that if we don't, you know, take more significant action about climate change, we could see some more significant changes to baseball within the next 30 years.
Wow. Incredible. Let's hope no snow days for our baseball games. That's for sure. All right. Very good. Darren Incorvaia, you're a freelance journalist writing this story for Science News. We appreciate you being on with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
All right, Darren. Now we're headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.